Today we celebrate the great feast of solemnity, Saints Peter and Paul, two pillars for sure. I've not read any of the readings that the church gives us today, although each one is marvelous in itself. The first one, from the Acts of the Apostles, understandably chosen because it presents Peter miraculously released from prison and therefore can make his journey to Rome, released from prison by an angel in Jerusalem. The second reading, Paul's second letter to Timothy, Paul speaks about how I have been poured out, how I have run the race, I have fought the fight. In other words, both of these present Peter and Paul as men of God, at their best, chosen, having given of their lives 100%. And the gospel gives us Peter again with that great confession of faith at Caesarea Philippi. Often when we celebrate Peter and Paul together, we are easily reminded of the contrast between the two of them. Peter remains faithful to setting up the church and preaching really to the Jewish Christians. Paul's mission ends up being much more so beyond there to Gentile Christians. We even see their styles differently, as in the council or the meeting in Jerusalem when they kind of face with each other, even more so in Antioch when Peter comes there and refuses to eat as Paul had expected him to, in the homes of Gentile Christians. So we often contrast Peter, the keys, the one of faith who was with Jesus through his life, became a stalwart. Paul, the great evangelizer, preacher, a man of the word. I'd like to ask today, rather, a different question. What did the two have in common? They were two very different people, conversions different, missions different, roles in the history and mythology of the church different. What did they have in common? Of course, a profound faith in Jesus Christ. But in the concrete, what's one of the things that that meant? I'd like to read a brief verse from Paul's letter to the Galatians, in which in chapter 2, referring to his meeting with Peter and really James and John as well, he writes in this fashion, "And when they perceived the grace that was given to me, James and Cephas," that is Peter and John, "who were reputed to be pillars, gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. Only they would have us remember the poor, which very thing I was eager to do." In this text, in writing to the Galatians, Paul indicates that although their missions would vary significantly, the one thing Peter, James, and John said to them that was a must, remember the poor. And it is something that Paul remembered throughout his life. We can't here run through the whole course of Paul's preaching and missionary journeys. But where Paul went, he continued to take up a collection for the poor in Jerusalem. Later in his life, even when he returns to Jerusalem, in a sense, not so wisely returning there, where he would meet enemies and where he himself would end up in trouble, as it is reported later in the Acts of the Apostles, he returned to Jerusalem in order to take there the collection on behalf of the poor in Jerusalem that he had gathered at various missions throughout the course of his journeys. And so today, we celebrate Peter and Paul, We're reminded of the ways in which each built up the faith, contributed to the early preaching, the history of the church. But let us ask, what is it at the core for each of them that we so often forget that was important to each of them? Peter, James, and John said, remember in your preaching where you go, the poor here in Jerusalem, the needs that they have. And Paul never forgot that. No matter how angry he became at Peter when Peter came to Antioch, no matter how later he felt betrayed, shook his feet at Antioch and moved on, how he was followed by Judaizers in so many missions where he went, there plaguing him, indicating that he was not preaching the gospel because he was giving them freedom from the law. In all of it, Paul persevered, but also remembered the poor. So today, as we celebrate Peter and Paul, all pillars of the church, let us remember what they, like Jesus, held so significant in terms of that which the gospel is. Namely, do not forget our obligation to the poor.